Blog Talk Radio. brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But now I think I'm able to carry. But I know the change won't come. Oh, yes, it will.
Want to welcome everybody to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. This is the show, the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. This is Seth you're listening to, and I guess I should say it the proper way, Irene's son, who is the daughter of Caleb and Azalee Booker. So everybody will know. Already in the chat room, great. But those of you, well, most people are not here. I see a lot of people missing and that I know is going to stop by the show tonight. So let me give it a little bit more time. And check out this, y'all. Those of you that are early and that seem like the same people that's early every is the same people that's early every week, and that's good. I'm grateful. I'm not going to complain. But it should be nice if we can get the rest of the family to be a little bit more on time, y'all. But anyway, check this comedy out. Y'all, what they're going to miss out is what they're going to do. They're going to miss out on this because this is really fun. This is going to be Ricky Smiley. Ricky Smiley. Check this out. This is a little comedy for you, for those of y'all that are already here. Check this out and tell me what y'all think, okay? And by the way, as you know, sometimes he will swear here and there. Don't let that move y'all, okay? It's just comedy, all right? This is not a Christian show per se. It's just a show for the family. And you know, sometimes we say these words. So he don't get too vulgar. That's what I like about it. But check this out. We'll be right back.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to see who fumed you had last Saturday.
The film we had last Saturday?
Uh-huh.
We had some lady film last Saturday.
Week before that, did you have a Smith down there?
What's the name?
Smith, I can't think of the first name.
The last name was what?
Smith.
Let me see.
And within the last month or so. Hello?
We had a Wilbur Smith.
When you had, was that?
We cremated him.
And then nobody even called.
Yes, ma'am. Hold your line.
All right.
Yeah, we cremated.
Nobody called me and told me nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
Because Wilbur was my neighbor.
Yes, we
cremated. And I had went out of town to visit my mom.
Yeah.
And came back and I noticed that he wasn't out there in the yard.
Yeah, we
and
cremated.
Y'all done cremated Wilbur.
Yeah, we done cremated him.
Oh, Lord,
yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Where the ashes?
Pam.
Where's the ashes?
When what?
The ashes. What did they do with the ashes?
The family got them.
Which family member do Blue got them?
I don't know, ma'am.
Lord, why somebody didn't call me and tell me that they been cremated?
Yeah,
with
they cremated, yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, they didn't tell me!
All right.
Well, who y'all got down there this week?
Oh, we got about 10 in here, ma'am.
Well, which one's going to be the... I knew Wilbur, but I'm just going to try to go to another film to make up for his.
Yes.
And who y'all having down there? Y'all got anything going at 1 o'clock Saturday?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Will you have anything coming up?
I don't know yet. They make arrangements now.
What's the next film you got coming up?
We got a film Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Mount
Calvary Baptist Church.
And what's your name on it?
Ms. Annie Mae Barkley.
Me? Ah, Lord Jesus! Oh, Lord. Ain't nobody called me and told me she dead.
All right.
Every time I hear that, that is so crazy. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, everybody, that's Ricketts Smiley, and I apologize for the little word that slipped out at the very end, but I've got to admit that it's crazy, crazy, crazy. So I got a couple more of these later on, but again, I want to welcome everybody to another episode of the show, Book of Douglas Network. And you was just listening to, again, Ricky Smiley, comedian Ricky Smiley. We had a Christian comedian last week, and so I like them. But this guy is normally clean. I mean, it's very rare that he do swear on. Well, I can't say it's rare. He do swear. It's just he don't get his voice some condition. So if that offended you, I apologize. But I thought it was funny. Anyway, tonight is a lot on our plate. On the hour at 10 o'clock, we have our guest, Cynthia Rollins. She'll be our guest for the night. Hello, Cynthia. This is Miss Dorothy Jean's daughter, and Dorothy Jean is Caleb Booker's niece, or in other words, Leola's, can't think of her last name, I guess Booker. I'll get in trouble. I'm sure I got this wrong. But anyway, I know her first name was Leola. Dorothy Jean's mother is DeLeola. And then Leola is Caleb Booker's sister. So it will be interesting to hear her talk about the family and go over what I just said, correcting me if I was wrong. So those of you on the internet, you're probably already looking at a slideshow of her. I put that together, got that accomplished. But today, I must admit that today I'm just got a lot going on, folks. I'm not 100%. I was just this show was just we had a cancellation, and so I had to kind of bounce back and do some things. And so Cynthia, I'm just glad she agreed to come on because I wanted to bring on next week, and so we actually do it this week. So Cynthia Rollins will be our guest tonight. So how's the family doing tonight? Hopefully everybody's doing wonderful. I want to do a few more things because I do want to give the family plenty of time to join us, and they're not all here. You know, it's just one of those things where you have to just be patient with your family. So those of y'all that do run on time and you got your act together and you are just sitting there chilling, waiting for this thing to get going, I apologize. I so apologize. But I will make it up to you, as I always do. We got a lot of a nice audio for you on various subjects, and hopefully the family will be calling in shortly and contributing with announcements and so forth. They always come a little late on Sunday. I don't know. What do y'all think about this time? Y'all think it's just too early or too late? What do y'all think? Is it too early? Is it too late? I think it's perfect, you know, compared to, I don't know. It's just so many people don't go to church on Sundays, and so that's why we do this thing on Sunday nights at 9. But if y'all think that it's better for us to do it earlier, let me know. Let me know, please. And otherwise, we'll just keep it the way it is. But this song has been on my heart a while, and I'm going to play it. And I don't mean to turn this show into a show where we just play music. I really didn't mean to play this many. But, again, I'm waiting on. The bulk of our family is not here. So let's do this. Let's just be wise. And we'll play this song. Some of y'all like this song anyway. This is a very popular song in churches. So those of you that are here early, you just get a little ministry too. And this is called I Won't Complain. Very infamous. Very infamous song. A lot of y'all heard of it. So after this song goes off, we'll be back and start up everything, okay? This is I Won't Complain. I'll be right back.
Day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights, but when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Have you been good? He good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He. To me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah, and dry all of my tears away. Never stop you from crying. Turn my midnight in today. So I just say. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah! It dries. Today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say it?
I'll go ahead and stop that now. I just wanted to give you all a little sample that didn't mean to give you the whole song and all afterwards. But anyway, thank y'all for joining us again for another episode of Blog Talk Radio. Listen to the Book of Douglas Family and Friends Network. This is Seth. And we got a few more people, so I guess I'll go ahead and proceed. Those that are a little late, be a little late. Against y'all miss Ricky Smiley. Those of y'all, some of y'all that I see just now tuning in. So after the show go off, rewind and listen to Ricky Smiley. Good comedy. And like I say, that little word that flipped at the end, I apologize, because we want to keep it as clean as possible, but I really don't call this a Christian show per se. But everything I do should be Christian, the way I look at it. That's the way I look at life. But this is not, this show, like, you know, some of the clips I play is going to be by people that don't necessarily believe like us, but they are experts in economics, and so they're sharing with the family on economics. I'm thinking about even playing a few clips by Dr. Oz. I don't know what he believes. He might be an atheist. So that's what I mean by it's not a Christian show, per se. So you might, when the comedy is played, y'all might hear a word or two, but I can assure you it ain't going to be like a lot of this comedy where every other word is, you know, F this, F that, or whatever they say. So we just try to just keep it clean because his family listening, his kids might be listening to the show. So that's why we have to go that route. Hopefully y'all don't mind me being so, I don't know what the word is there, restrictive. But just trying to have a family show. Anyway, I got Aunt Robbie on the line who is here to willingly give us another inspirational word. She does it every week, and we appreciate that. We appreciate Reverend Robbie Slaughter coming by, stopping by the family, and dropping this word. We tried to do an audio tape earlier, but we're having trouble with the audio portion, so she was willing to call the show and give us an inspirational moment. And, hey, Robbie, are you there?
Yes, Seth, I am.
Okay. Well, again, welcome to the show. I appreciate you doing this. I'm going to tell you that every single time because I really do appreciate it. And everybody, just please listen. Hey, Robbie, tonight, take as long as you would like. I'm just going to sit back and listen, okay? Again, take as long as you like. We try to plan around 5 minutes, but there hasn't been any announcements that came in this week, and so, you know, that means that there's a big hole. So, again, family, I need y'all to let me know when y'all have anniversaries, birthdays, meetings, anything going on that y'all want the family to know. Y'all can email me. You can leave me a message on Facebook. You can leave me messages all kind of ways. So get those messages to me. This week I didn't get anything, not one message. Maybe nothing is going on. So in that case, we got other stuff we can fill in. So, hey, Robbie, go ahead and help yourself, and I'm just going to sit back and listen, all right? When you're done, just let me know.
Thanks, Seth. Good evening, my family and my friends. Again, I say it's a pleasure to visit with you. I hope you've had a good day. I had a good day. The Lord just blessed. The morning, I went to church today. Lord blessed in the morning service. And I was blessed in the evening service. I got up and went to church this morning. And I was going, you know, I was prepared to just go and listen. And I just got myself ready to hear a good message. And when Sunday school was over, the pastor's wife pulled me to the side, and she said, we had a crisis in our family, and pastor said, you got it. That means I had to do the whole service, auto service, and preach. And I was just thinking how all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. I needed to go and pay a bill, and I had used the money for something else. So I wanted to, you know, to pay this bill, and I had used the money, so I said, well, I'd have to put it off for another time. But not knowing that God was going to bless me when I got to church this morning, and after I preached, the Lord blessed me with compensation, and I was able to go, and I will be able to go and pay that bill. And I want you to know that the scripture that says the gift will make room for you, that is the gift of God's Spirit. And if you believe God, the gift of God will make room for you. I was on my way to my car, and it looked like a piece of paper laying down on the ground. And I reached down, and there was a bill. I owed a man I will owe him when he finished, $25. And I just said, well, I'll just pay him later. But there lay the $20 of the $25 that I was going to pay this man. I just wanted to share with you, God is concerned about everything that concerns you. And he made it possible, because I was not planning on doing nothing but going and enjoying service this morning. But they asked me to preach, and then this evening I had to do some, in other words, I wasn't the MC, but I was still in charge because I was in the pastor's stead. But I want to tell you that we are to keep on praising God for his goodness, his mercy, his thoughtfulness, and his grace. You know, I admonish you to praise God. And I want you to think about something. Easter is over. You know why we have Easter? Why we celebrate Easter? We think that's why we should, you know, celebrate Easter. But Easter is over. And the question is, where do we go from here? And my friends, the answer is, we can go anywhere our heart's desire. If we delight ourselves in the law of the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. And that is scripture. And how do we merit this blessing? John 3:16 says, God so loved the world. And believe me, God loves his creation. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And Jesus Christ was the only begotten Son. The rest of us is heirs to the kingdom. That is born of the Spirit is spirit. Like I say, and that is born of the flesh is flesh. Now, we are all God's children, but we were born of the flesh. So, and Caleb Booker was my daddy, not God. That's what I mean when I say flesh. And but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. A lady complimented me this evening, and every chance I get, boy, I give a shout for God. She was complimenting me. She said, "You look so well." Well, that was a compliment, but I always let people know the gift of God is eternal life, and it's not all on the other side. If the Holy Spirit is in God's Spirit is in you, you're not going to look like you're dead or dying. Praise the Lord. And he loves us so much, so much, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Daily I observe how blessed we are. I can't think of a person that would die for you. I can't think of a person, but the scripture says Jesus did, and I believe it. And I believe it. And so, and as mean as we are sometimes, and it just seems like it's hopeless how we treat each other, but he still loves us. And it's just a good feeling to know that somebody loves us. And it's an even better feeling to know that God loves us. He showed me today that he loved me because I wasn't even thinking about it. I just know that sooner or later he was going to make a way for me to get that money. And when I walked, before I left out the church, I was blessed. Now, I was also reading in Psalms. In the first place, I think we forget about what an awesome God we serve. And it's strange that so many awesome things happen in the presence of God. In Psalms 114, the psalmist said, the Red Sea took a look at God and just rolled back, making it possible for the Israelites to go through the Red Sea. And then he talked about how the mountains, in the presence of God, the mountains skip like little rams and the little hills like little sheep. And then he goes on to say how the earth trembles at the presence of God. And I can't understand how some people can do, say, or act any kind of way in the presence of God, as powerful as God is. You know, I heard, I know Arlington, those in Arlington can testify that how awesome God is, how he tore up Arlington and some other areas, but yet he did not take a life. He's a loving God. A merciful God, but he's angry. God is angry. And then I heard just yesterday how out in Abilene there was hail bigger than the baseball size hail, but yet and still God still didn't take a life. He's a loving God, but when he gets upset, he's upset. God is upset because we are failing to acknowledge the fact that he is God. And we ignore the fact that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, I know you, I don't want to bore you. I don't want to bore you. So I'm going to have to leave you now because so that the show can move on. But thank you so much again for allowing me to come and just say a word. You can tell that I'm just kind of still stirred up for the Lord. And thanks a lot, Seth, for allowing me to say a word.
Well, we enjoyed that, Robert, and, you know, just hearing you come across those different funds like that is a trip, you know, how just when you, I mean, you don't, people don't find money, finding money and the timing of that, you know, you just can't plan that.
No, that's the truth. Because when I got up this morning, I was just going to go to church, you know, go. I went to Sunday school, you know, I try to go to Sunday school, but I don't get there on time. But I do get there to hear the teaching. And when Sunday school was over, she just pulled me to the side and told me, well, see, but I used to help with the order of service anyway, but I had to do the order of service plus preach. And you know, and God just laid up, he just laid the message on my heart just immediately. And I ran back home. I got Gerald to bring me back up here. And I ran back home and got it a book with some notes, and I write down things, you know, when it comes to me. And then I was going to the car. I was just walking, and I looked down on the ground. I looked like the piece of paper. But then I saw this zero, and I reached down and picked it up, and it was a $20 bill. And I will owe this man, God, don't do some work for me tomorrow. and I got $75, and I was going over here. I need to get 25 more, and that was this. So now all I need is $5, you know, and because God is concerned about everything. Because if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have even started doing what I'm doing right now. I got a project going, man. You don't know how stingy I am, and I would have took my money. And it's what I did it. What I was doing, it belongs to me. But I wouldn't have spent that money. But God laid it on my heart. So I was, had some work done here. And but to just think how He gave me everything I needed. The money that I got for preaching today, I didn't know I was going to get it, so I'm going to use it just for what I needed. Now, I could take it and do something else, but I owe some taxes, a couple of hundred dollars more on my taxes on the little house that the buds stay in. And I said, well, if I pay it maybe $100 a month, by June. See, I got to have it paid by June. I can have it paid off. And you see how concerned God is about the things that concerns us.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, He is. He's concerned, and He loves us. Even though sometimes we just mean and ornery and lazy and disobedient and all that kind of good stuff. I mean, you call it good. Call bad stuff good. Yeah, but He is concerned, and I mean, but He still loves us. Sometimes He'll chastise us, but He still loves us, and He'll give you a good spanking. And make you stand up, get up on your feet, and send you, and you make you start all over again. Yes.
Hey, Robbie, I appreciate the word. I'm sure other people do. I always listen, and I do appreciate the word, and I am encouraged.
I didn't mean to be so long, though.
Well, tonight is a kind of an odd night. Like I said, we have no announcements, none, and I hope folks is not forgetting about calling me and leaving me announcements, but we have no announcements on the table. So you could do that, and it's no big deal. Like I say, I hope people that are listening in the chat room and on the phone lines was inspired, encouraged, and know that our God reigns.
Our God, yes.
He is real. He's not a myth. We don't understand everything about it, but the Bible says even nature's preaches that there is a God. So, O man, thou art without excuse. That's Romans. So, anyway, Robbie, just again, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for stopping by. Always appreciate it. Don't take it for granted. I know you got a lot on your plate. So, this little time you spend, even if it's just a recording that we do sometime, I just want you to know I really, really, really appreciate it. Okay?
Yes. May I ask you a question?
You sure can.
Okay, what kind of announcements do we call in?
Anything you want the family to know. See, sometime, let's say like Chris, he's been talking about this banquet in June. So, like, somebody may not be listening right now. They just at work or something. So when they come on tonight, they're going to listen to the show, and they'll hear me say there's going to be a barbecue on the north side on the 15th of June. So they wouldn't even listen to the show now, but they'll know it for the future. So if you got any announcements for the future, any birthdays, anniversaries, important meetings, even if you want to invite the family to a revival that you may be doing or somebody else may be doing, hey, y'all, Joyce Myers is coming to town. I want to remind the family next week, Joyce Myers coming. Anything you would want to say to the family, just pretend you got. I'm still going to keep saying 300. People might think I'm crazy, but I just think that's what this network needs. We need all 100 of Caleb and Azalee Booker's children, I counted 100, about 108. It's probably more than that. I'm sure I've missed some people. But then we have friends, and everybody I'm sure have at least two or three or four friends. So that's easily 300. So just imagine 300 people listening to you. What would you say to them?
Well,
more realistically, let's just keep it real and just say the numbers we have now. We'll have 300 now. So just like so far, we've had over
like I said, some people have had over almost 200 people that have listened to them. So that's listened to their show that many times, not that many people. So whatever you want to share.
Well, what it is, I want to have a yard sale. I have some things that I need to get rid of. And I'm sure somebody else got something they need to get rid of. You know, I looked at it. It's two Mexican families, one right across the street from me on the corner, and then it was one right down in the middle of the block in front of a carnival. Man, I tell you, that they come together, and I ain't never seen so much stuff, you know. And I said, well, if they can do that kind of stuff, why can't, we throw good stuff away. Somebody can always use what you got, if you believe it or not, because you got, you know, I bought stuff that somebody else had, you know, for sale. So what I'm saying is I'd like to have a yard sale because I have some things, and they're nice stuff, but I don't have, my house is crowded. I have so much stuff. You know, when you're young, you don't think like, you don't think about, you don't need this, you know. And I got just lots of things in it. And I still got a lot of Carlos's stuff, you know, that she didn't carry with her. In other words, I just got a lot of stuff to get rid of. So there may be some other, you know, some of them may have some children's clothes, whatever you have, you know, it's two or three or four of us or five of us come together, and you know, we could have a yard sale, and we may want to have a purpose for what we fix, you know, for the yard sale. The money that we raise, we're gonna do this or that with it. I put money back for you know what, our family day when we have that in October. I can't come up with that money all at once, so I just stick back $5 or $10, and I got a bank. I put stick it back in, and so when the time comes for that program, I have my money, you know. So like I'm saying, I would, if they're interested, call me, and let's get together. I even got a hair dryer. I got a Ozarka water fountain that I don't need, you know. Rather than go buy water every week, they could buy a big one of those big 5 gallon jugs and use the.
Well, let me ask you this. When do you think about having this yard sale?
Huh?
I know you just contemplated, but when do you think it'd be a good date? What you need is just to give us a date, and just like this, he's doing this thing in June. Well, do you know how many times I'll mention that thing between now and June? Everybody in the family will absolutely know by June. So if you can do something like that, you know, put it like in May or something.
That's what I'm thinking about it, in May. I could say May, because I really wish I could have had it this weekend. We had a anniversary at the church, and everybody was asked for, the church is 105 years old. Everybody was asked for $105. Well, what I've been doing, I've been paying in parts. I pay, you know, so much a Sunday. And I really would have liked to have had one this weekend, and, you know, to get the rest of my money, but I didn't, because I did something. I had something, another project going. So, you know, in the future, you know, this is about the middle of April, so we make it do something in May.
Well, it sounds like, because I don't want to put you on the spot, it sounds like you're thinking it out loud. So what you might want to do is just get the facts together, get the specific, because maybe you might have thought of something real big in May, and, oh, I forgot. So next week, why don't we just plan on next week you giving us a tentative date? And everybody know, and Robin's going to have a big yard sale on this date.
And
that way, we can just look forward to it every week. Because keep in mind, I keep talking about archive, because everybody's not listening now. They'll listen tonight
or they'll listen tomorrow to the show, or they'll listen next month. And if we've got that date on there, they'll hear it.
Yes, uh-huh. And, you know, this, like I said, there's so many things, you know, that that people have that they just, and I got stuff with the tag still on it.
Oh, really?
That with the tag
that's
still
what,
on it, man.
That's what you call new clothes, then. That's not you.
And then let me tell you something else. You know when the scriptures, that scripture, and then it just dawned on them, that's what that means. How we get blessed and with so much, how he would promise he would bless us and it'd be pressed down. Wait a minute, pressed down, shaken together, and he was running over. And running over is when you got too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. And you know, listen, I didn't think about all of this, but you know, do you know it's a shame to have as much as some people have? You know, what I'm trying to say is, I got all of these. I got about 20 some pair of shoes on the door, and I wear about 3 or 4 of them. But I thought I needed them. I was young, but now
like
I got old.
I
can't wear those heels and things like I used to wear them. You know, I try to get them as low as I can, because if you wear the heels too, I'd make your back hurt.
Yeah, it sounds like you need a yard sale for real.
Yes.
Otherwise, those shoes, after a while, I don't know how old it gets, but at some point, they start I don't know if it's leather or what the material is, but I heard of some shoes, maybe not leather, but some shoes, after a while, you wear them, they don't do well.
These are good shoes, some of them, you know. A little more expensive than others. Yeah, I got a couple of shoe pairs all still in the box.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we need a yard sale. Well, listen, Robbie, let's just plan on next week. You giving us a date for this sale, and then maybe because we won't call it your yard sale. That way, if somebody else, you said you saw other people that was doing this and they had this big yard sale. Well, obviously,
that is
more than just one household. So if you give them a date, then somebody else can say, okay, well, I will bring my stuff down there, and I'll have me a little corner. And
yeah, that's what I was saying. We could all get together. That would be a fun day anyway. That would give us a chance to visit and get rid of our stuff.
Yeah, there you go. You got a big yard too.
One Saturday, they even sold hot dogs and barbecue sandwiches.
That's a good idea.
Gerald thinks he can barbecue. And he can. I'll tell you, sometimes, I remember one time he barbecued that, and meat was so tender you could cut it like you new bread. That brisket. Yeah, he can barbecue now.
Well, Joe can do his thing. And, you know, the barbecue to me is just like Chris's barbecue. The yard sale that you're talking about can be just like Chris's barbecue in June. The bottom line is people get to talking, and families, when they get to talking and laughing together, they just get more closer. Then we can do some of these other things, these bigger things you was talking about, like you was talking about us coming together and doing a concert, or something you were saying.
Oh, yeah.
It won't happen until people start getting closer. That's the purpose of this show, to bring us a little closer, because we can be a big family all we want. It'll be like this 100 years from now. We'll be big and distant, big and distant, big
and
distant.
Yeah, because they keep having babies.
yep. So my goal with this show, and obviously the reason why the Most High allowed me to come up with this show, is to help us to be less strangers. That's why we're bringing on, like, the guests we're going to have on tonight. More people talk. Miss Cynthia Rollins is coming tonight. Yeah, she's going to be on in a little bit, and she'll be sharing a little bit here and there. And that'll make her less strangers to those who don't know who she is. And I even got a picture of her scrolling around as we speak on the Internet. So, hey, Robin, let me move on, because I got to do one more comedy clip with this Ricky Smiley.
And I want you to tell me, do you think he's too offensive? I don't think he's offensive at all. As a matter of fact, I found out about him from callers. She said, Rick, one day she said to me, Ricky Smiley is crazy. I said, who is that? And I went and started listening to him, and I said, oh, that's that man Carlos is talking about. So, and he's very clean. You know, he'll say a word here and there. So, I mean, next week or something, if you get a chance to hear him, if you call him next week and do the word for the day, the inspirational word, let me know what you think of him, what you think if he's too whatever. I think he's okay, you know, because I don't let my kids listen to everything, and I know this show can be heard by family members. So for the most part, he don't say no curse words, but every once in a while, something slips. So I'm going to play one more clip by him a little later on after you hang up, and then...
Okay, now, when I hang up, in order to release myself from you, I push one?
Yeah, you press one, and your hand will go down. And once you press one, your hand goes up, and then I go, oh, somebody have a question or comment. That's what I did. That's how we're talking. Now when we get done, after we're done, you press one again, and your hand goes down. It goes away. If you leave your hand up, even when I put you on hold, your hand is still up, and I don't know if you have a question, a new question, or is that your hand up from the old question. That's why I tell everybody when I put you on hold, press one again, your hand will go down.
Okay,
every time you press one, yeah, right now it's up because you pressed one earlier. So right now it's up. So when I put your hold, you press one, and it goes back down. If you have another question or comment later on, press one again, and your hand goes back up.
Oh, okay.
That's the way it works. You press one, your hand goes up. Press one, your hand goes down. Press one, your hand goes up. And that's the way we know who want to comment or something.
Okay. And thanks again.
Well, thank you again for calling and giving us that word. I mean, it's always a good word, ain't Robbie? It's a little different, but it inspires people to trust the Most High, trust in God, and just expect Him to meet our needs. So I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold, and if you want to keep listening to Ricky Smiley and the guests, we'll have on great. Otherwise, I know you have early hours, and you probably won't be able to hang out with him like most people can. We'll just talk to you later on, and okay?
Okay.
All right, everybody. All right. Everybody, that is the one and only Reverend Robbie Slaughter. We call her Ain't Robbie. Most of us do anyway. So let's do this. The time is 9:58, and I promised to make this show a little bit different, adding a little comedy. So we'll do a little bit of Ricky Smiley, and then we'll go on and bring on our guest, the one and only Miss Cynthia Rollins. So we'll bring her on in a second. This is a little crazy. Remember, y'all, comedy is just to be comedy. It is nothing else but to just make you laugh. We want to reach young people. We want to reach teenagers. We want to reach older people. So I just saw these clips about this nut they call Ricky Smiley. Just something to make you laugh. And y'all, tell me what y'all think. Is he over the top or what y'all think? This is a guy calling and complaining. So even though he disguises his voice, this is Ricky Smiley. Check this out. Carlos is the one that introduced me to this guy. She told me about this comedian, and one day I saw him on TV, and I was like, oh, that's who Carlos was talking about. So anyway, he is a nut, but I'm warning you. So, y'all, let's loosen up a little bit and have a little fun. Check this out. Then the next voice you'll hear will be me coming back with our guest after this.
Short of vitamins.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm having problems. May I speak to one of your guys to come out here and spray?
One moment. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'm having problems at my home. Do roaches fly?
Do roaches fly?
Roaches.
Yes.
Yes, I got, well, what happened, I was out there watering my flowers and things, and I came in the house and two roaches was mating. They were stuck. And I stepped on the female and killed her and slid on the floor. And the male roach got mad and went to flying and started trying to attack me. I need somebody to come out here and spray.
What's your address, ma'am?
Hold on. Oh, Jesus, echo head come. Hold on. Oh! Oh! Ah! Ah! Somebody has to call the police. Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Can you come out here and spray? I'm on 63rd Street in Rucker.
Where?
Can you write my phone number down?
What's your phone number?
777-9311.
Uh-huh. What's your name?
What time can y'all get somebody out here?
What's your name?
Bernice Jenkins.
Bernice Jenkins?
Uh-huh.
What's your address?
Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. I done fell out this chair. Oh, Jesus. Hello? Hello?
Anyway, folks, there you have it. That's the one and only Ricky Smiley. Again, just a crazy, crazy man. Anyway, we have our guest in the house. Like I said, our guest tonight is going to be the one and only Cynthia Rollins, and she is in the house, and I want to thank her before we even get started for coming on, like just like Aunt Robbie did. All of y'all that choose to come on and have the show, we appreciate that. We appreciate it. You're not just saying that to just be filling air space. Appreciate it. And I hope she liked the little slide presentation we put together. Some of y'all don't know who Cynthia is, so just check out the little slide presentation. Anyway, that way you can get an image of who she is. You've probably seen it, frankly, didn't know, have a clue. Well, now you do. So anyway, area code 817-495. Cynthia, is this you?
Yes, this is me.
Well, again, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. What do you think of the clip of Ricky Smiley? Be honest.
It's kind of crazy. I'm okay.
Ain't he crazy?
I was trying to figure out what was going on, but it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
He is crazy. I was trying to pick out which clip because I want to make sure that he don't say no curse words or anything. But we got kids sometimes listen to the show. And I heard that clip and I just cracked up. Now, truth of the matter is, there are some people that actually talk like that and they have those kind of experiences. The first one I played
lasted that long because once you gave the phone number, I'm like, that's a song, ain't it? A song. It's a song or something. And I'm like, and they still talking to this person? Don't they realize what's going on? But anyway.
He always do real live shows. He calls him, like he called his funeral home. And, that is so funny. If you want a real laugh, when this show is off, listen to the first one I played. I'm not going to play it again for time's sake. But it's going to have you rolling. He talks like another old lady, and she's calling me and looking for this particular person that died. And I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but they don't have this person that died. They have another person. When the funeral home mentioned this other person's name, they start crying all over again because that's another one of their friends. It's crazy. But it's just comedy.
Yeah. It's good sometimes to have some that, you know, so you get a laugh in every now and then. You need that.
Yeah, we too serious. And truth of the matter is, there really is people with these conditions. Now, obviously, he's faking, but that's what makes it funny because we know it's real. We know it's real. But anyway, welcome to the show. And I again want to thank you for accepting the invitation so close. I apologize. We had the cancellation, but we do have them sometime. And this is what we got to do. We got to fill in the chair. And so that's what we're doing. So anyway, you know my first question. If you could, all of the guests, I always ask the first question. That is, first of all, let us know your name, even though I said it. Let us know your name and how you are related to Caleb and Azalee Booker, because these two people is who were most of the family that listed the show is related to. So I want you to link them up to you. Can you do that for me?
Hey, I'm Cynthia Rollins, and I'm related. My grandmother and Caleb were sister and brother. So my mother, and then, which is Dorothy Dean, and then Leola Booker Jones is related to Caleb by then, well, it's his sister. And that's how we're related.
Leola Booker Jones. Yes, that is Miss Dorothy Jean's mom, for those who don't know who Leola Jones is, Caleb Booker's sister. What do you know about your grandmother?
About what?
What do you know? I'm sure that you've heard different stories over time about your grandmother. Just something real briefly, what do you know? Just any little bit? I know that's been a long time ago.
I remember, I mean, before Uncle Caleb and my grandmother, do I remember anything? Like, I remember coming to the north side all the time and really hanging out with Cousin Robbie and Amajean and Irene and my mother my mother hanging out with them when we were young.
Not cutting me off, Cynthia, but you would have been pretty, you ain't got to give us your age for sure. That's really personal. But I'm 51, which I would assume you would have been a little girl back then. I'm shocked you remember anything. Well, actually, no, you wouldn't have. You would have been probably, you know, I don't know.
I'm 57, so I'm 57, but I do remember.
Yeah, you have some memory there. That's right.
I'm the same age, you know, in the same age group with Don and everybody like that. So
That's right.
We were closer then too, but my grandmother was living. That we were closer, so we would always be, you know. And then I think Mama and Cousin Robert is on the fourth as well.
Let me ask you this again. So that's how you said it. So those of anybody listening don't know by now, but y'all should have understood that was pretty clear how she put it. So you established that. So let's do this. Let me ask you, what do you remember? Just give us some things you remember about, and you don't have to stay in the childhood. Some people don't like staying in their childhood. They like talking about the teens. Some people like talking about the teens. They don't like staying in their childhood, and some people like talking about being an adult. It's just, you never know. So feel free to share whatever you're comfortable with, but what childhood memories would you like to share with us that might be interesting, we might find interesting?
Oh, I have to really think. I can't think of anything in my childhood as much as when my kids were smaller, we would come to the north side and we would have the Christmas dinners. And even when they were smaller, and we made the T-shirts one time, and they put their names on them, and they would do the talent shows and all of this. And we had a lot of fun meeting at the, I think it was better when we were bringing our own food and the potlucks and all of this, and then the little talent shows the kids would put on, and then, you know, eat and fellowship and, you know, get to know each other. I think that was, to me, the most fun we had. But as, you know, the kids got older and we got busier and more active in our own personal lives, then, you know, you start to pull away. But I usually try to make it to the Christmas dinners as often as possible and try to encourage the kids to come. But, again, you know, everybody have kids now and they get busy and active and don't, you know, take the time out that they should, because I think, you know, family is important. And because the world is so small that you could, you know, I always tell my kids, you might be dating or marry some of your relatives if you're not careful. So you need to know who your family is. If, you
That's
know,
true.
Just at least by, you know, what they look like, their name, you know, and recognize the married name. Because I don't know a lot of, you know, a lot of the kids' names and stuff. Even though we have the dinners, I think that sometimes it would be nice to have each one stand up and say, okay, I'm Irene's kids and these are my kids, and give their names, because so many times they grow up each year, and sometimes if you miss a year, by the time you come back, they look different.
Yeah, you know, one year that almost happened a little bit, but it was because of a malfunction. Something happened. What was it? It was at the Baptist thing where we have to dress all up. And something happened. And I remember getting the mic, and we passed the mic around. Everybody seemed to like that. So maybe that was the Most High way of saying we should do that. But, yeah, you're right. And because I enjoy it. Like last year, I enjoyed the banquet that Aunt Robbie had. I just, the thing I don't like, and I'm real funny, and a lot of men are like this. I think women are more emotional than men are. But stuff got to make sense to me. If it don't make sense, I mean, I can always go somewhere and find a good meal. Although that was a good meal we had last year. I don't know if you can find it that cheap, but I'm saying you can find good meals. So I'm not interested in just eating. I wanna be building something like, okay, now that we all got all these people here, why don't we plan something? You know, why don't we, like one of the things I talked to my wife to try to do, and we tried, but it was hard, is get everybody's email address. I mean, it's good to get the address, but get their email address where we can try to build something, like Aunt Rob was talking about the yard sale. Well, we can have a whole lot of stuff like that if we got everybody's contact. But if we just all come together and just, you know, it's okay. I'm not dogging coming together in any way. I'm not dogging, you know, but those family members like Aunt Rod and Donna that at least had the wherewithal to think to pull it together. You know, and I know she had Aunt Robbie had Shami on, and I think I saw Vince in the kitchen, and Donna have whoever helping her. So these people are doing their jobs. They're working. They're putting forth, you know. But if we need everybody putting just a little bit of effort, not a whole lot, just everybody get just a little. Be surprised how far they can go. So I'm with you on it. I just feel like we as a family, we need to know more about who we are at these events. But listen, back to you, because tonight you're in the spotlight, what we call the spotlight. And so tonight is all about Cynthia. We want to know who you are. So we see you at these events, we'll know a little bit more about you, even though a lot of us know a few things. There's a whole lot we don't know about you. So you mentioned your childhood. Let us know, okay, like where you go to church, what do you do, what does Cynthia do in her spare time, just anything we need to know about you think might be interesting, things that, because remember, we don't just have people listening tonight, we have people that will be listening to the show after it's over, because it will be recorded. So what do you want the family to know about you when they see you again? I mean, how do you want to be seen, if I can ask that?
Well, let me see. I have four children, three girls and one son.
Go ahead and give us the names.
My oldest is Kelly McDowell, then Leola Mitchell Williamson. I had to think about that. She got married a year ago. And Marquita Rollins White, and then my son is Paul Rollins Jr. And guys, I have one great grandson, and I have, gosh, I didn't think how many grandchildren. I have nine grandchildren. Just had another one December. So I have nine grandchildren. I have quite an extensive family, but I think that just runs in our family anyway. We don't have too many that have one or two kids. We like to have a lot of babies. And the baby bond is adorable. I think, you know, it helps our family tree stay alive.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, your mom, Dorothy Jean, I should say Miss Dorothy Jean, even though I asked her, what do you like to be known by? Everybody call you Dorothy Jean. So she said, I like to be known by Dorothy Jean. So that's sometimes I'll not put Miss on there thinking of what she said. So everybody do know I respect her for sure. I'm just not used to saying Dorothy Jean. So sometimes I'll say it because that's what she said, call her. But then sometimes I put Miss on it, just so y'all know. But anyway, your mother, Miss Dorothy Jean, so have how many grandkids now?
I don't know. Mama, how many grandkids do you have? 17 grandkids.
Whoa, that is. Y'all got a nice little family brewing over there. That is,
She has 24 great grandkids, 17 grandkids, 24 great grandkids, and one great great grandchild.
Wow. Wow. I was looking on that, just one day kind of looking at the family, you know, sometime back, and that's a lot. Let's just say that's a whole lot. Obviously, God is good. God is good. Let me ask you this. I want to definitely ask you this. Now, you said y'all went to what church, or did you mention that yet?
No, most of us, not all of us, belong to St. James AME Church in Stop 6, where Reverend Blakely is our pastor. Damon Blakely.
Oh, okay.
Raymond Walker.
Oh, okay. AME. It's a lot of history there.
And then the potato along this time. And we had our family and friends today, and we had like a little contest going to see who could have the most family and friends. And our family won. We had 35 people at the church today, so we were excited about that.
Really? Well, that's what I was saying earlier with the numbers y'all got. Y'all have it every single year. Was there anybody even close to you?
Where are they close to me?
Any other family close to you with that many people at the church?
Oh yeah, I'm really not understanding what you're saying, but yeah,
Was anybody else close to y'all? You say y'all won. You say y'all had 35 guests. I'm just saying, anybody else even close to that number?
Oh yeah, the family close. I'm not sure because they said, well, we took up, you know, almost the whole section of the church, so they said they didn't want to count nobody else. They already knew we won. So I don't really know how many.
I hear you. That's what happens when you have a big family, and then if you raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Most High. Guess what? It becomes a blessing. A lot of people knock a big family, but a big family is a good thing if they're raised right. Yeah. If they problems, oh my goodness, that's the worst thing you can have is a big family full of hoodlums. But if they raise halfway decent, I forget how Proverbs says it, but it talks about your name will not be forgotten. You know,
I don't think the Book of Family, you know, I'm not saying we don't have people that, in our family that have had problem lives, but as a family that believes in God and serves God, we're not going to have that. Not in our family. I've never seen people to the point that, you know, it's just like our whole family. We all, from, you know, all my cousins on the north side and Stop 6 and in all the other areas that I'm aware of, you know, we all believe in God. We all go to church. We, you know, we have ministers and musicians and singers, and we just know how to praise God, and we're not going to have that in our family. I don't see it. I'm not saying, again, like there might not be one or two people that might not be walking the straight and the narrow right now, but we're going to keep praying for them and believing in them, and we're going to trust God for them, and they're going to come around because that's just the way we were raised. That's the way we believe.
Yeah, that's right. I like that. I like how you claim that. That is good. That is exactly, you have what you say. The Bible does say, let the weak say I'm strong. And I'm trying not to, you know, when you do these little shows, I'm trying not to, I'm always thinking about the young people. And I know how some stuff scare them away. You quote too many scriptures, you run them away. You start talking too much about, you know, they get ran away so easy. We can't forsake these young people. But you can't. You just almost can't get away from the scriptures. I mean, if you want a good life, you've got to hear the word. If you want a good life, you want things to work out for you, you've got to. I'm not saying everything is perfect with myself, for sure. But I've just learned you got to confess just what you said. This family, just like you put it, you got to, even if we're not there, you just don't say this family is going to fail. This family is no good. This family is, you know, got issues, because no, all families have issues. The family that Christ came into had issues, but you always put that word out there. And I know your mama, be on y'all about that. I ain't even got to ask you about that. Well, listen, for those just tuning in, I think I saw a few people pop in. We're interviewing tonight Cynthia Rollins. This is the daughter of Miss Dorothy Jean, who is the daughter of Miss Leola Jones. And, I don't want to make it to be disrespectful to the father. Leola Jones was married to who? Do you remember or do you? How did she get? I know her name is Leola Booker Jones.
Yeah. Artelia Jones.
Okay. Say it again?
No, it's Artelia Jones.
Okay. All right. So, and then this is the sister of Kayla Booker, who was married to Azalee Booker. So just so y'all see the map, those of y'all that came in a little late. But anyway, Cynthia, let me ask you this. I got a lot of questions. I'm trying to pick and choose which one I'm going to ask you. Let me just go ahead and ask you this, because I always ask everybody. In the back of your mind, be thinking what you want to say to the family before. That'll be the last question. What do you want to leave with the family? Everybody listening, what do you want to leave with them? Not now. Just think about that. Put that in the back of your mind. What's your favorite song? Who do you like? What do you like listening to in your pastime?
Donnie McClurkin is my favorite male singer.
Mm-hmm.
But then I kind of like, you put me on the spot. I can't never think. I'm not a big listener of music.
It may not be gospel at all, because everybody, I don't know if it's the way I present it. Everybody always think I want to go gospel, but I like what Gerald said. Gerald said, I like Sly and the Family Stone. It don't have to be gospel. It can be whatever your favorite. I just want to know what you like.
Mostly I'm going to listen to gospel, because the next thing that's on the radio is real pop, is the old school of rap, and I can't stand rap. Not in even in gospel rap, a lot of times, not, I won't say I can't stand it, I can't understand it half the time. But I have heard some that I do like, but
I'm going to tell you something. If you can understand a rap, and I'm telling you, it can really be nice if you can understand. Yeah. I only know about three groups. Well, that's gospel rappers that you, one of them called gospel gangsters. And I'm telling you, if you can understand them, that stuff can be very powerful. Very powerful. But if you don't understand them, it's like garbage. And even though it's gospel, you just don't understand what they're saying. It don't have no power. Yeah.
Now, going back to my children now, my daughter and her husband have an entertainment business with the Joyful Noise, and they had a concert not too long ago. And they had more rappers than they had anybody. There were several of those that were really good that I could actually understand what they were saying. But, you know, it's like after I heard, I think it was like maybe four or five groups, after I heard about the second one, I was a little bit tired of it. But that's just my age group, though.
There's this group called Gospel Gangsters, and they have a real strong, matter of fact, I think what I'll do is we'll take a little break in a second. I'll let you kind of think about some of the things you want to think, because I know I caught you on the spot on some of them. Maybe you can give me some, you know, give you a chance to think about some of the things you've said and what you want to say for the next remaining of the show, and I'll play them. And but Gospel Gangsters have been recruited by a very serious pastor. This lady is serious, very, very knowledgeable woman, very strong lady. These guys, I mean, from what I've been told, only the Most High knows, but they live this thing. And, I mean, they are powerful. I mean, these folks lay hands on you. And, you know, they just kind of come in that style to make you think, oh, they're just more hoodlums just trying to be like real rappers, but they just come up in the name of gospel. That's until you really get to listening to them. I mean, they're really preaching but they just using this genre of music. And I'll play a little clip by them a little later on. But do me a favor, name, give us the name of your daughters, their information where people can maybe seek them out if they want to use them in the future or something. Just give us some contact information and a little bit more about that, because that's what we're about. This is the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network, so we're definitely trying to network the Bookers, the Douglas, and our friends together. So tell us a little bit more about that business they have.
Okay, it's called Joyful Noise Entertainment. And it's an entertainment company where they kind of really reach the Christian entertainers where they can where they can shine. They do. They have rappers. They have spoken word. They do praise, dance, poetry, song, and they even have a DJ that goes around. They have like I say about a month ago, they had a contest where they were giving away, like $500, and you would compete for that. And it just gives them an opportunity to present their talent to the community, because a lot of times Christian rappers, Christian artists don't have the opportunity on a local level. Now, they have the national level that they have to compete with everybody, but on a local level, they don't usually have that door open to them, so they're trying to open the doors to those that are on a local level where they can be seen and noticed and, represented.
And I'm so glad to hear what you just said, because the church, as Tyler Perry put it, they got some money, too. And they can – say it again.
I was just laughing with you.
I mean, they got some money too, and they got influence, they got power, they pay taxes, and I don't know why Hollywood want to ignore the church, but that's why Tyler Perry come along and just cleaned up. Keep on saying church folks don't go to the movies. I don't know who y'all talking about, and he made them out of a fool. He made them out of a fool. Of course we go to movies. Are y'all crazy? So I applaud your daughter for having this business and son. And law for having this business, because I think it'll be very profitable. Actually, now that you said that name over and over again, I actually think I have heard that name, Joyful Noise. I might have been on Facebook, but I've seen that name.
They are on Facebook, but it's like I say, it's Joyful Noise, and they spell the Noise NOIZE. Entertainment is Don and Marquita White, along with Marcus Bird, which is our cousin as well. It's my brother's son, and then my daughter and my son-in-law. They've come together, and they'll be having another contest later on in the year. And I know our family has a lot of talent. I get excited sometimes when we have our family gathering to hear. I want to say it's your cousin.
Which one?
Is that your cousin or your? I get confused sometimes. It sings in Spanish and English.
Oh, Tammy. Yeah, that's Donna's daughter.
Oh, gosh. I think she's just wonderful. I love to hear her sing, to be able to express that talent,
Yeah, Tammy, she is all of that, I think, for sure. Just need some people like your family to come along and probably manage her, give her some tips, and they help each other. I'm sure Tammy can give them some, that's just networking. There's no other word for it, networking, helping each other. And so Joyful Noise. Now, do they have a website?
Yes. They do, and I didn't even get that from her. I don't know. I just remember this part. But I know it's on Facebook. Joyful Noise Entertainment.
People are listening, so everybody listening, y'all go on Facebook and type in Joyful Noise, it's spelled with a Z, joyfulnoise.com. I mean, Joyful Noise, and that's N-O-I-Z-E?
Yes.
N-O-I-Z-E, Joyful Noise on Facebook. And y'all want to do business with them, I'd like to have them on next week, if nothing else, just talking about their business. Not as a guest, because I'm sure they probably don't want that, unless they want that. But I think I actually have somebody for next week. But anyway, I want them to call and give us a plug. Free, you know, just call and let the family know what they're doing. Simple, simple, and plain. So let's do this real quick. I want you to get a sample now that we mentioned Gospel Gangsters. We'll take a little break. Cynthia, please think of some things you haven't said that you want to say. Given the last question I'm going to ask you is what you want to say to the family. And that's about not, probably about five questions away. And when we come, just handle those last five questions, and that'll be the last one. What do you have to say to the family? But so far, we've learned a lot about Cynthia Rollins. Rollins, I'm sure everybody would admit. And this is what this show is about, us helping to know, learn more about each other. That's just it in a nutshell. So Cynthia will be right back, and we're just going to go ahead and check out Gospel Gangsters, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me stop this. Actually, somebody had their hand up. And when somebody has their hand up, we don't wait. We go straight to them. So, Cynthia, hold on. Somebody actually wanted to comment, had a comment or question for you. So we won't take a break. We won't take a break just next. Just that's so area code 817-501. Area code 817-501. Sorry about that. I missed your hand, but I caught it. Did you have a question or comment for the guest?
I was just actually, this is Marquita, her daughter. I was actually going to give you the website for Joyful Noise.
Okay, okay, all right. I appreciate that. Say your name again.
Marquita White.
Spell your name, Martita.
M-A-R-Q-U-I-T-A.
I'm sorry, say it again. You broke up just when you said.
Marquita, M-A-R-Q-U-I-T-A.
Marquita, okay. Marquita White. Okay, give us that website, please.
It's www.joyfulnoiseent.com.
Joyful Noise, and that's N-O-I-Z-E.
Yes, E-N-T.
Dot E-N-T or just E-N-T?
E-N-T.
Okay, ent.com. All right, I appreciate that. Yeah, but listen, next week, Estelle, I still want you to call back next week and just talk a little bit about what y'all do. And that way, because we'll get people today and we'll get people next week. So I probably will have a lot on my mind and won't remember, but just call back next week and just say hi. You know, Marquita, right? Did I say the name right?
Yes, sir.
Just say, this is Marquita White. I'm calling again, reminding everybody. This is Cynthia Rollins' daughter, and we have this business that we call Joyful Noise, blah, 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 blah. And you can do it every week if you want. I don't care. I mean, because we're trying to really get the family to support each other. And sometime with advertising, as you probably already know, Marquita, you got to call more than just once.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And we got a lot of talent, like your mom was saying earlier. We got a lot of talent. And we want to tap into that. So one more time, please give everybody the website and any other contact for you, and then we'll go ahead and go to this break and let y'all hear a little bit of Gospel Gangsta and then come back and finish out the interview. So one more time, what's the contact information?
Okay, it's www.joyfulnoiseent.com. And our email address is joyfulnoiseent2012@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. And listen, I'm not going to say good luck because I don't believe in luck, but I really hope and pray that y'all are blessed in everything you do, especially with y'all being family like this now. I know we look strangers right now, but keep listening to the show the rest of the night. If you have any other questions, when I put you on hold, don't forget to press 1 because your hand is up now. And you got to press 1 to put it back down. And then later on, if you want to comment a question again, press 1 and it'll go back up. But I want y'all to not be strangers. Stop by the show next week. We're on from 9 to 11. We'll have another guest on next week from 10 to 11. So from 9 to 10. call in, advertise, and you can take as much time as you need telling us about what's going on with your business, all right?
Okay.
All right, I appreciate
that. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're welcome. That is Marquita Whitechild. I'm sure y'all heard all of that information. If you didn't, when the show was off, you can play it and rewind it. Play it and rewind it till you get it, all right? Family, I'm very serious. We have got to network. My mother used to say, all we have is each other. So we got to make it happen. We can't look for nobody else to do it for us. So let's support each other. Let's support each other, okay? Anyway, Gospel Gangsters is coming up here in a second. As soon as I can find it and cue it up. Hope y'all enjoyed it. This is Gospel Gangsters.
It says, and I was human to thee, the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and once that was thou to bind on earth to be bound in heaven, and once that was thou to loose on earth to be loose in heaven. In other words, God was telling us that we had to bind Satan, but Satan is not by himself. And many times we often say, Satan, I bind you, but we must now say, Satan, I bind your angelic race, and I bind your demon spirit. And where do we bind them up at? We bind them from where there's a gate. We bind them in the heavens, the upper realm, the underworld, and the under seas in the name of Jesus Christ.
See, you dealing with a born again believer, a King James reader. When they come to putting in work, I got more stripes than a zebra. See the demon murderer in progress. I'm creeping up on him, so like his name was Cyrus. Then I put two up in where he died. Yes, white stress, I guess. Put it down on sight, so I guess you can't deal with the real. Let alone the steel. Let me get this off of my chest. Why, yes, I'm just a spiritual gas pillar. Life killer, blood spiller. To make you blunt, a straight demon killer. The other day I had a dream. It seemed that I was crowned the king, given the kingdom and the black queen. But I told the kingdom by, and I kissed the king goodbye. Cause I'm about to boss up in the ghetto when the demons die. See, I don't have no love for demons, and they don't love me. So I grabbed my KJV and I pushed it down constantly. Take the authority over the strong man with a 4-5-9 in him. He's always on my mind, and I'm going to sleep, and I'm dreaming of finding him. Always like age awake and darkness in a 100 ways. Protect my soul like I'm a rat and pray 100 days. In the nomads like a gorilla, bleeding the blood over your villa. It's a sanctified blood war, demon killer, killer. Valley of the shadows of my neighborhood. I fear no evil. And yeah, you know I walk through the valley of the shadows of my neighborhood. I fear no evil. I'm most outside the gates of hell. I got the blood of Christ over the gates of hell. I hear them talking. They don't know I'm stalking. They feel the leaves on their scrubs and they go ahead. NIVSTRAPPED and my HAND. Y'all don't believe me with me, I kick to the gate. Now it's too late, it's no escape. I got the shield of faith, and I'm shooting scriptures like a stray gate. Yeah. A wounded demon, please stand, and wasn't him that cursed me. But I'll read the blood, you get some love, the devil don't get no mercy. I gave them wicked fruits of blues with this good news. So tell me what you would have done if you was in my shoes. I never sweat confrontation low, cause I'm a kneeler. So how you feel with the real devil? This is demon killer. Of my neighborhood, I feel so evil. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of my neighborhood, I feel so
young
evil.
Growing up, I was never understanding G, that it was the devil who broke up my happy family. And my mom on crack, my daddy on hair, run out my bike with my gun. I'm shooting speeches like Teflon. See, all my life he had me bound and no good till I met a teen at Christ. I told him, put me on your hood, he said. Circle where the anointing rains hot. It made me close my eyes and grab my gun like I was shot. The filming of the Holy Ghost, so it was so cool. Time to go to war, fool. It's on from now on. I'm a Christian on the mission to kill me.
let that play in the background. This is Demon Killer by Gospel Gangsta. Now, do I believe that we can kill demons? No. But I understand the spirit by which these brothers are preaching. They're just saying that we have authority over. I should have let the rest of that play because she actually does it very well. At the very end, she says, I should have let that play. I shouldn't have cut that off. But anyway, she was basically saying at the very end, Satan has ranks. We must know and identify. He know our ranks in the spirit. And she ends the song with, we must know his ranks also. Very good song. Again, if you like rap, you know, some of those words like Cynthia was saying earlier, it's hard to understand. But the young people, they got this secret language. Cynthia, you back. Cynthia, we're back on the air. But these young people have their own little language, and they can understand. It's weird how they can understand what they're saying, and we don't get it for some reason. But anyway, that's Gospel Gangsta. That's an old clip, but a good one. If I'd have let her finish, you would have saw why the song was even made. She was just basically saying we got to understand spiritual warfare. But anyway, Cynthia, let's see here. Bear with me. I'm doing three things here. One. But anyway, Cynthia, so what did you think of that, first of all, before I move on to this next question? What did you think of that, honestly? Hard to understand, easy to understand?
It was still hard to understand, except for the beginning when she was talking. I can understand that. But after that, I have to really, it's like I have to really focus. And I don't know if I'm in the focusing mood right now.
That's the pastor. That was their pastor that came on. The lady came on. Either she's that pastor or she's one of the elders in the church. And she comes on and introduces them. And then at the end, she kind of closes it out and makes a little bit more sense. I cut it off short because it was a little lengthy. But anyway, let me ask you this, moving right along. Remember, the final question we'll ask you, what do you have to say to the family? But right now I want to ask you this. What do you like to do in your past time, Miss Cynthia Rollins? What do you like doing in your past time? I'm not saying you don't have the money, but if you don't have the money, let's just for a second pretend you did have the money. If you had the wherewithal financially to do whatever you want to do and the time and the energy, what would you do with your spare time?
Probably what I do with my spare time now is spend a lot of time with my grandkids. I really do enjoy spending time with them and trying to teach them and help them to be better people. You know, because I think that a lot of people have got away from parenting their kids and they're busy working. A lot of parents are busy working and they don't have the time, and I think, you know, I just enjoy being with my grandkids. I really do. I spend a lot of time with them almost every day, and if I had the money to do what I really wanted to do, it would be in the summer to take them, and they always say, all to Disneyland, and that's just been one thing I've always wanted to do is to gather up all my grandkids and my great-grandson and just do that. Because we had a thing in the electric bill not too long ago. It said if you had $10,000, what would you do? Mm-hmm. You know, you're supposed to write it, you know, write in and say, you know, what you want to do. And that's what I would want to do, is to take my kids, my grandkids, and my great-grandson to Disneyland. Because I love spending time with my grandkids.
And you know what? That's a very, very good idea. You know, Disney, everybody thinks Disney for little kids, but I heard so many grown-ups saying they enjoy Disney probably more than their kids did. And Disney is so much more than rides and Mickey Mouse. It is so much down there. You're talking about the one in Florida, right?
Yeah. I haven't been to the one in Florida. I've been to the one in California. Now, my daughter's been to the one in Florida, but I've been to one in California, and I enjoyed it because I took my kids there. And I really enjoyed it. And I just, like I said, I just think it would be a fun thing for them to, you know, anywhere we would go. My mother took us when we were younger. So I just think it's something I enjoy, and I would love for my grandkids to enjoy.
Right. Now, let me ask you something. This is going to probably be hard for any grandmother, but I'm going to ask you this question anyway. Now we see where your heart really is. It's where your grandkids, and that's very, very normal. Now, this is going to be a hard question. What do you like for Cynthia?
What do I like for?
Maybe for Cynthia. In other words, the kids are at school, and you got all this free time. You got whatever amount of funds you need. You got energy. You got the time. What would you do for Miss Cynthia?
Sleep.
You can't say sleep. You sleep. You're getting ready.
You're saying what would Cynthia like to do? Cynthia likes to sleep. If I'm not busy, I'm trying to sleep so I can get there.
That's an honest answer. That's an honest answer, but sleep is getting ready. We're so exhausted. But if you can't sleep for 16 hours, you probably can. I shouldn't have to say that. But I'm saying once you wake up, I should say, after you're rested, once you do get your rest, and I'm sure it's probably hard to do it, but once you do get your rest, let me rephrase the question so I hear you on that sleep thing. Once you do get your rest, and if there's no grandkids around, they're all taken care of, they're all out with their parents doing great things, what would Miss Cynthia be doing?
What would I like to do? I like to eat, go out to eat, and I like movies. And go to the movies. Those are the two things I really like to do. So I like to, I love to cook. So I like to go out to different restaurants and experience the different types of foods and then come back home and see if I can duplicate them in some way.
You know what, and you know what, that's something I actually like. A lot of people don't know how fun they can be. You know, I live in Euless, and there's a lot of restaurants around here. You're right across the street from Arlington. And a long time ago, I used to have this friend, and what she would like to do, this was just kind of like you, she liked to just go and sample every, and I do mean 100% every restaurant in Arlington. And she wanted and so that's what she liked to do, and I kind of got addicted to it because just the different atmospheres, it can be very fun. It's a lot to learn, like you said, a lot of different cuisines, you know. But interesting. Okay, let me ask you this. Give us testimonials, if you don't mind. I mean, I'm not going to say how do you know there is a God, but I'm just going to say, you have any testimonies? Don't have to be no long drawn out unless you want to be long drawn out. But something you'd like to share, some of the Most High the Father did for you. And you know beyond a shadow of doubt that he came through on this particular occasion. Just something that will motivate the family, you know. Just, again, a testimony where you was blessed.
Okay.
I always forget to ask this question because it's so important.
Me and my family blessed, or just me blessed too?
Well, as long as the Father answered your prayer, and I mean, he came through, and nobody can deny it. You know, I have testimonies where when I share it, people say, "Well, that could have just been, it just could have been whatever." And then I have other testimonies where when I say it, people just kind of look at you stupid because they know ain't no way in the world that could have been nothing but God. And I, you know, you can think one of those, fine, but if you, whatever you think, whatever you feel like, hey, here's when I think God blessed me, period, end of story. Just share it if you can think of any. If you can't, no, be stressed. We'll move on to the next question.
Two things came to mind, and one was many years ago when my kids were small, and my husband had gotten laid off, and it was time to eat. There wasn't any food in the house, and I said, you know, and I've always believed, you know, you tell God what you want, like he is your real father. It was time to eat, and I said, well, God, it's time to eat. The table's ready, but ain't no food on it. What you gonna do? just like this. And I said, you know, and the knock came at the door that my mother-in-law came over. She, you know, raised pigs and different things like that. And she'd never done this, and she hasn't done it since. Before, she came over, she had slaughtered a pig and had been, you know, got a, you know, dressed or whatever they do to them. And she brought over this sack for groceries, you know, and it was, and I was just, that was one of the first times I can remember that it overwhelmed me. Because, you know, people always say, well, just talk to God, just talk to him, you know, and I did. And when it was time to eat, I said, well, it's time to eat. Me and my kids are hungry, what you gonna do? And I said, wow. It's like that. It wasn't formal. It wasn't, oh, God, blah, blah, blah. I just said it. It was like that. And, you know, he answered that just that quick. And,
wow.
And that always amazed me. And I learned, you know, that I could be just that simple. I could talk to him just like that. Because that's how I would talk to my daddy, you know, if I had something. And about a year ago, my second one was about a year ago, I had a knee replacement. And about 3 weeks ago, I had my other knee worked on. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said, you know, we are, you know, and I was just kind of fussing a little bit about my knee being, you know, hurting and this and that and the other. And I said, well, you said you want to be retired by the time you was 55. I said, oh, okay. And it's, I didn't say how I wanted to be retired, but I remember praying a long time ago that I wanted to be retired at 55. Now, there's some people might not want to go through this, what I, the pain that I went through, but you know what? It's so much better than working. It's so much better than working. I had to get, I got my retirement at 55, but I had to have one knee replaced and surgery on the other, but I got my prayer. And sometimes we forget that it's not going to always be pretty how you get the stuff that you pray for.
Well, but, let me ask you, how's your knee doing now?
Well, I've just been 3 weeks on the other one. The first one's doing pretty well. And the other one is, I just like I said, it's just been 3 weeks, so I'm still having some, you know, some issues with it. But I know it's going to get better.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what anybody else think when they hear that, and I ain't trying to just have no show. But I hear you on that. I think I 100%, 1,000% agree with you. You know, this economy, and what the Father is doing with his children, with those that fear him, it's kind of unorthodox. Now, wouldn't it be a trip in about 6 months you don't have no knee issues, your knee is fine, and you still, you know, I'm just saying we got to start thinking out of the box. Like you said, you want to be retired, and we think of retirement in this old-fashioned way, but the bottom line is your bills paid. And do you have to go and put up all of that crap that the rest of us put up with 85? I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. And I'm going to tell you something to kind of help you understand how much I'm with you on that. My mother went on welfare when she raised us. And depends on how you look at welfare. Welfare can be looked at all kind of ways. I like what Dick Gregory said with his crazy stuff. He said, black people have so much trouble with receiving money with the tag welfare on it. He said, why don't you just move to Canada and just receive it there and just call it foreign aid? but the bottom line is corporations get money from the government. It has a different tag on it. It's called something else. But it's money coming from that same pot. Business gets startup money. Small businesses get startup money. There's all type of monies. I remember when we lived in Cincinnati, the little art district. I didn't know that they get this, what's the word they call it when they help you on your rent? It's called not an adjustment. I can't think. But I was shocked to know that the government pays subsidy. They get this rent subsidy. And that means your rent might be, I don't know, $900 a month. They only end up paying for their little part, their little art gallery, like maybe $200. Because they get
most of it is a rent subsidy. I didn't know that. So here you are, you thinking these people balling down there, and they literally is using government type of welfare. But black people have problems receiving it. But my mother received that for all of our life. We did not have a father. And my mother has six kids, and we don't have no long rap sheet in and out of jail, none of that stuff. Not saying anybody else that had that is better than them, but I'm just saying to be raised in low-income housing and to have six kids and them to turn out as good as we did, not saying we're perfect. We got a long way to go, long way to go is all I can say. But we could have been, you know how hard it is to raise six kids in a low-income environment, East Side Projects, the way my mother did? But she was up at the school all the time. Why? She wasn't working because of that welfare. She's up the school. She knew all the teachers. All the teachers knew her. When there was birthdays, every one of us had parties in our classroom. All six kids. All of, you know, back then we stayed in the same homeroom. We stayed with the same, up until about sixth grade, you had to stay with the same kids. So all these kids knew my mother, kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, all these kids knew her. Now, you can't have that kind of thing going on, that kind of communication, if you got to report to a job. If my mother would have worked, real quickly, if my mother would have worked and not accepted welfare, and would have just went to work like all the other mothers, yeah, we would have probably not stayed in the projects. But I'm not so sure. Maybe we would have stayed there, but I tell you one thing, we would have been off the chain if she wouldn't have been home to put that belt to us when we stepped out of order. So I said that to say I understand you like you don't think I understand you. And, again, I know a lot of people frown at welfare, but, again, like Dick Gregory said, it's just, same old government money helping these corporations. These young mothers should be getting help from their government. If these young men are not stepping up to them in the plate, in the home, what are these young mothers supposed to do? So when you say, and I'm not saying this is welfare you're getting, I'm just saying when you're getting money from the government and you're doing right by your kids, to me, that is 100 times wiser than somebody working two and three jobs. That's why today black people got all these things, all these toys, and their children don't even know their parents because their parents is working, building this golden calf is what I call it. Yep, they're at home. So you get me kind of stirred up when you mention that because I'm telling you, you said my number one passion is my grandkids. I'm with them every day. Everybody can't say that. So whatever you got to do to make that happen, you got my vote and my respect. Okay, did you have any more to share on that? Before? Go ahead. What'd you say?
No, I was just saying thank you. And the only thing is, you know, and this is, you told me, what would I leave with the family? That's my favorite scripture. Created me a clean heart, O God, and renewed the right spirit within me. Because if my heart is clean and my spirit is right, everything else will be okay.
It's pretty good. I remember that song, and I like that song, too. Give me a clean heart.
Yeah.
But, Cynthia, again, I'm learning a lot. Every time I do this show, this one benefit I get from being the host, I always learn a lot from whoever I'm interviewing. It is 11 o'clock. I want to wrap this up with the final question. And that question is going to be, what do you have for the family? What would you like to leave with the family, the Booker Douglas family and friends tonight?
Well, just stay close to God and learn of each other and, you know, believe in each other and not criticize each other. For we all have faults, you know. We all have shortcomings, but we just trust and believe in God and enjoy each other for who we are. You know, it'll be good.
Now, let me ask this, because when you say you're close to God,
I try to make it as practical as possible. Somebody might be listening and say, well, wait a minute, what does that mean? How do I get close to God? Now, you and I know exactly. I can almost tell you to write down the answer to that question, and I bet we'll have the same thing. But some people listening don't know what we know. Everybody wasn't raised by a Miss Dorothy Jean. Everybody wasn't raised by Miss Irene. Everybody wasn't raised in church. They have no clue. This God, you can't see him. You can't hear him. How in the world am I supposed to get close to this God I can't even see?
Just by praying and studying and believing.
Okay.
If you're praying, if you're studying the word, if you're praying, you're talking to him, you're studying the word, and you being real with God, can't help but get close. It's just like, you know, if you, I remember one time, just, you know, how do you love God? And I remember just loving like you would love anybody else. You know, if you're a woman, you know, love him like you would love a man in the sense, but with respect, a different kind of respect. You know, you don't dress any kind of way because you want to look your best for the man that you're trying to date, right? You want to give him your body is simple. You want to give him your best body, so you don't want to be overweight, which I am, but, you know, different things like that, because you need to take care of that temple that he's dwelling in. So you got to get close to him. You know, you can't learn of him unless you study. You can't, you know, get close to him anything because you don't know him. You got to know him, so you got to study the words. You got to just get closer with him and try to get to understand him better and to love him. Give him all of that heart, that extra energy you've been giving to some man or some woman. You give it to him, and it sure will work out better. He'll let that other part come in later.
I agree. Well put. Well put. And you know, I'm going to share one more thing. I know this is all about you, and that's what you had to say, but I want to add one little thing to that, and I think you'll agree with this. The scripture says, you have an unction from the Holy Spirit and knoweth all things. You
mm-hmm.
have actually, it says you have an unction from the Holy Spirit and need not that any man should teach you. So we have teachers because we can't always hear their voice inside of us. We have pastors because we can't always hear their voice inside of us. We have evangelists because we can't always hear their voice inside of us. But the truth of the matter is, these people, these pastors and teachers, they will teach us something, and it bears witness to that voice that's inside us that knoweth all things. So, folks, if you can just get quiet enough, and I don't mean volume-wise with noise. You can be in the middle of a mall and be where I'm talking about. I'm talking about listening to that inner voice. That's where most of our revelations are going to come from. And, would you agree with that, Cynthia?
I would.
Listen, everybody, that's pretty much it. I don't want to hold everybody any further. I want to go ahead and just wrap the show up. And y'all heard Miss Cynthia as far as how to get close to the Most High. This show, if we don't do nothing, we want to give explicit, clear instructions on how to have a better life. Not that any of us is perfect. But you heard Miss Cynthia talk about how the Father came through and blessed her with those groceries. And y'all, if you've been listening to this show while you know, Don and I talked about a very similar story where Mama had us all six sitting at the table. Same thing happened. This ain't just make believe. You might not understand everything about it, but it's real. We are not on this planet by ourselves. There is a God. We may not understand everything about it, but I'm telling you, you want to be close to where you can hear him. He is a spirit. We are spirits living inside of a body. So believe me, our spirits can communicate with this mega spirit we call the Father. Nothing else is going to satisfy that hunger and thirst we have inside of us. Miss Cynthia, I do want to thank you again for stopping by. And Miss Marquita White, I'm pronouncing her name right, your daughter, I appreciate her for sharing that information. And I think
I want to ask her a question. I think she's still in line. Hopefully she don't mind me opening the phone. Let me just do this real quick. Marquita, are you there? Hello? Are you still there? Marquita White, are you still there?
Maybe not. I'll just get up pretty early in the morning.
Well, the phone line is still open. It's open. I wanted to ask her, and Marquita, if you can hear me, your line is open. If you can just answer, I want to know if y'all know about Lecrae. I'm going to go out with a song by him, Lecrae. Have you heard of Lecrae, Cynthia?
No, not offhand.
Here's another Christian rapper, very clear. You will hear every word this guy is going to say. I'm going to wrap it out. I'm going to end the show with that only because your daughter had this entertainment thing, and I want her to know about these groups. I mentioned one, Gospel Gangster, and this is Lecrae. This is a Christian brother. This is real. This guy right here has a testimony for real, and he goes around winning people to the Lord. So this is a real deal, Holyfield type of guy. But I'm going to wrap the show up with his song. It's called The King, The King. And so hopefully you can get a chance to listen next week. Maybe you can tell me what you think of this song next week or tomorrow if we happen to talk tomorrow or something, okay?
Okay. I enjoyed it, too.
Surely did. And I know a little bit more about you. And I know you like your mama. Y'all in that word. So she reminds me of my mother. She kind of looks like mama, and then she's always talking about the word. And I know you definitely sound like your mom on that. So anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and meet you right now, and we got this song coming up. Check, I know it's rap, but I promise you, you're gonna understand every word of this. And later, let me know what you think about it. Okay, maybe you can text me and let me know what you think about it. All right, but good night, and thanks again for being on the show. All right. Well, everybody, that was Miss Cynthia Rollins. Hopefully y'all learned a lot from listening to her on a lot of levels, her personal life, her kids, and just learned a little bit more about Miss Rollins, where she won't be a mystery. When we go to these banquets, y'all have a picture of her, a clear picture. I even put a little light in it where you can see a nice picture. And so don't be a stranger next time you see her at one of these functions. Go up to her and let her know how much you enjoy her interview. Now, there are still people in the chat room, still people on the phone lines. None of y'all had any questions.
Let's establish that he's Israel's king. So in Matthew 1:1-117.
I didn't mean to start that. But if y'all have any questions for her, let her know, okay? Let her know. If you want to type them in real quick, I'll get them to her. I'll have to just give them to her tomorrow or something, unless y'all move fast and get your hands up now. But normally, Cynthia, we have questions from the audience. They're a little quiet tonight, but they are listening. They are definitely out here listening. So that's a good thing. You've helped the audience. Nobody has left. People in the phone room, on the phone lines, and on the we had one person hang up on the phone lines, but still people on the phone lines, still in the chat room. So let's end now with Lecrae, the King, and y'all let me know what y'all think of this clip.
Yeah. Okay. See ya. A lot of cats going.
Wait a minute. That's not the beginning. Let's start this over. I want y'all to hear from the beginning. Here we go.
Let's establish that he's Israel's king. So in Matthew 1:1-117, we see his lineage and trace way back in the time that legally he was fine in the Davidic line. And genealogically, he's still king of the Jews because the book of Luke exposes genetical clues. See, a true king, though he didn't do it in the physical, he brought a new covenant, the frigium and the spiritual. And after some time, wise men from the east came looking for the newborn king in the streets. I know some of you dudes may cruise a forerunner, but Christ had to do to use as a forerunner. Oh, your promoter don't cut it like John the Baptist. Nice. You need publicity stunts, so you dating an actress. A real king got somebody bringing the news that his kingdom's at hand and they ain't fit to lace up his shoes. So tell me, who's anointing all these so-called kings? They all self-proclaimed, and man, that's a dangerous thing.